الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ويرضى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وفي شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله All praise, all glory, complete submission is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon His noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one sent as a guide to illuminate the hearts and the minds of humanity back onto the righteous path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, back into the beautiful gardens of paradise. Amongst the Siddiqeen, wa Shuhada, wa Salihin, wa Nabiyeen, and Mursaleen. So may Allah Azza wa Jal send His peace and blessings upon our noble messenger, alayhi salatu wa salam, and upon his beautiful and family members, and upon the illustrious and beautiful companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this blessed, noble and sacred day of Jumu'ah. And may our gathering and our attendance be accepted here today by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah azza wa jal gather us together again on the day of Qiyamah in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la amongst the prophets and the mursaleen. Ameen, summa ameen. The first question that we will consider today in this day, on this day of Jumu'ah, and in this topic of 2022, is how will you remember 2022? That is a very impersonal question that we need to ask ourselves. And majority of us will reflect upon 2022 from a very linear perspective, from a very secular or world perspective of how 2022 was for me. Financially, how was it for me? In terms of progress and productivity, how was it for me? In terms of the things that I achieved on a personal basis or collectively within my family or community, we think of it in this particular way, whether 2022 was successful academically, financially, emotionally. How was it for me as an individual? How was it for me as a family? But more importantly, there is another perspective that we always overlook, which is the spiritual one, which is one which is far greater than us. Because on one side, we are the ones perhaps reflecting and remembering 2022 as the events took place, whether secular or perhaps even religious. But more importantly, as I mentioned, there will also be another question, which is, how will 2022 remember you? And you might think, well, how is that possible? You know, the year is a year, the month is a month, the day is a day. How can a year or a day or a month or a week remember me? But this is a false perception to have, that we think and assume that it doesn't remember us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the glorious, in the timeless, in the majestic Qur'an, reminds us in the Qur'an, إِذَا أَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. This is the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that on that day, the earth will tell its stories. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable the earth that we live on, the year that has passed us by, the places that we have gone to and visited, the people that we have met, the things that we have done that have benefited the earth or harmed the earth, nature, the environment, or people, and everything else in creation, the earth itself will also remember and remind and be either a witness for you or be a witness against you. Previously on Jum'ah, you will remember, we talked about the Qur'an, the living Qur'an, and the Qur'an will be حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ حُجَّةٌ عَلَيْكَ. It will either be a witness against you or be a witness for you. It will either be a lawyer for you or be a lawyer against you. It will either be supporting you or be against you. Similarly, the earth as well, the world that we live in and the year that has passed us by, it is a time capsule which has been safely recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the angels. And the earth has its memories, and the earth will speak up on the day of Qiyamah as well. And you might think, whoa, this is the earth, perhaps, okay, that's fine. But it's not just the earth. As I mentioned previously on Jumu'ah, the Qur'an will also speak up either for you or against you on the day of Qiyamah. Even the angels will either speak up for you or against you. They'll always be telling the truth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even your own body and your limbs will either be speaking up for you or against you. So everything is recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned in the verse of the Qur'an, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. That the book will be given to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, this is your accounts. These are your deeds. This is what you did in 2022, in 2023, 24, 25. This is what you did every single day, week, month and year. This is how you were heedless. This is how you were forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how you ignored the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You put deen of Islam to the side and you put your own benefits at the forefront in your life. Even your own body. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Even your lips will be sealed, your mouth will be sealed, and your hands and your feet, it will all testify for you or against you. So it's not so much so about how you remember the year 2022, but it's actually the impact that you have made onto the world, onto the lives of people, and how you have remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the year 2022. This is more important. So time is a very, very precious commodity. Every single breath that we breathe, it is a gift, a ni'mah, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single light, every single minute that we have is a valuable gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more that we are conscious of who we are and where we are, who is our provider, who is our razik, who is our sustainer, who is our malik, who is our owner, who is the one who loves us the most, loves us more than anything else, then when we become conscious and aware of all of these things, then our days and our weeks and our months and our years will become beneficial for us. And the Qur'an will testify on our behalf. And the earth will testify on our behalf. And our body and our limbs and the angels will testify on our behalf. Because we lived a year of remembrance. We lived a year of engagement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of communication with Allah azza wa jal. This is what is more important for us to reflect upon in the year 2022. And also make sure that we consider what we will be doing in 2023. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Qur'an, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. That did you assume that we just created you needlessly? We created you without any purpose and you were just there here, just uselessly living your life? During the year 2022, what did we do? We woke up and we ate, and we went to work and we came back, and then we slept and we ate again. Or we got married and we had children, we took care of our children. And this is the normal mundane activities of the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create us for these trivial pursuits, or the pursuits of the dunya and the whims and our desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for something which is far greater. He gave us an objective, a purpose to recognize Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. To recognize who our Lord, our Master is, the one who is our true provider and our protector, the one who guides us and the one who illuminates our hearts. Everything, كُلْكُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to see, whether in this year or in the following year. How much aware, conscious, acutely aware were we of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much closer did we get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So don't just think about 2022 from all of the worldwide events that took place, whether it was the unrest in Kazakhstan, whether it was the hijab protest in India, or the Ukraine war, or the ridiculous state of the British politics here in this country, or the inflation and the cost of living, or the extreme weather that we suffered, whether in summer or now here in winter, or the global warming that is taking place throughout the world, and especially in Pakistan and other countries with the floods, and how Hajj inevitably resumed, and more recently the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. And locally as well, within our own community, within 2022, we've had over 35 deaths. Those people who we knew, those people who we spent perhaps a lifetime with, and they are no longer with us. Those people who returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ongoing strikes that are taking place throughout this country and also throughout the world, and the cost of living. Don't just think of all of these and how they have impacted you and how you are affected financially, socially, emotionally, physically. But no, ask yourself, what impact have you had on your deen? What impact have you had on your deen? What have you done for your deen? How have you become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much have you practiced your deen? We've had 52 Jumu'ahs in 2022. And in each and every Jumu'ah, you've had at least 4 to 5 verses of the Qur'an. Multiply 52 by 5 at least. How many verses of the Qur'an have you understood? Have you listened to? Have you memorized? Have you practiced? Within the year 2022, we've had Ramadan, we've had Hajj, we've had Wal-Fajri Wal-Layalin Ash, we've had Laylatul Qadr, we've had Isra and Mi'raj, we've had the birth of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We've had so many events that have given us this opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to engage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been mandated by Allah azza wa jal to pray 5 times a day, times 365, which is 1,825 times. Have you prayed that many times? Have you given your zakah? Have you been given charity continuously, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to provide for you and gives you so much? وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. Whatever you asked for, Allah azza wa jal gave you. But what have you given back to your Lord? What have you given to your deen? What have you given to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So don't just see the year 2022 and the events that took place locally, nationally or internationally. Look at yourself, because ultimately it is you in the grave. Ultimately it is you standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the Quran for you or against you. It is the dunya speaking for you or against you. It is your own limb speaking for you or against you. So the matter really is just between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how have you transformed your actions to make sure that they are those actions that are pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, those actions that are in line with the Quran and with the Sunnah? Yes, we have all undoubtedly been distressed. We have been challenged in so many different ways throughout the year in 2022, and those challenges continue. And even this was there in the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Those challenges were there. He was distressed, he was challenged, he was trialed, he was tested by the people of Makkah, by the people of Quraysh, and so many other tribes in Taif, and wherever he was there. But he always turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He always found solace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would always reassure him. So when we have been running around trying to find that reassurance in our personal life, trying to find that sukoon within our heart and in our mind, ask yourselves, have you been turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you been running to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He commands, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ? Or have you been running, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى الدُّنْيَا? Where have you been running towards? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Prophet ﷺ turned to Him with all of his problems, anxiety, his stress, his worries, his problems, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassured him, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. That your future and thing that is about to come will be far better for you than what is already passed by, than your past. And soon your Lord will give you so much that you will be pleased. And this is also a reassurance for us as well, that we need to continue striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strive to please Allah azza wa jal to the best of your ability. Find that solace, find that reassurance, find that comfort with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this promise will also come true for you in your life as well, that your future will be better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, inna ma'al usri yusra. Yes, with difficulty, with hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also promised ease. But ease for those people who turn to Allah azza wa jal, who plead to Allah azza wa jal, who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the hardship, who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for comfort and ease. Those people who turn to Allah azza wa jal first and foremost, not just turn to the dunya, but rather turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was convinced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him examples. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do you not remember your past? That how you were an orphan, and in your childhood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still took care of you. In spite of our difficulties throughout the year, who is it? Is it yourself that you've been able to get through 2022 to the end in December? No, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's carried you, who has protected you, who has nurtured you, who has provided for you along the way for you to survive. Just the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. That you were poor and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for you. You were there and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you to the best and the khair in the Quran towards illumination, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that to overcome the crisis in your dunya, you have to turn to Allah azza wa jal. You have to be patient, you have to be positive, you have to persevere, and you have to appreciate everything that you have, and not just think that, oh, I have less money now, I have less income now, I have less opportunities now, the life and the crust and all of these things are more difficult. No, you still have Allah azza wa jal, the owner of all of the treasures. You still have the Quran, you still have the Sunnah, you still have the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How can you ever be poor when you have the keys to open up all of those treasures? When you turn to Allah azza wa jal, when you open your heart, when you bow down and beg and submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of those treasures will come to you just the way that they came to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Allah azza wa jal gives hope to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, reminds him of his past and says, you will get something far greater and it is there in store for you. But what do we also need to do? What was commanded to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. For those people who are yatim, those who are orphan, those who are destitute, those who are struggling, those who are homeless, then don't ignore them. Help them out, even though you may be struggling. Help others, because when you help others, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you in turn. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid you and assist you, as long as you aid and assist those people who are far less than you. So you can still help other people. When you do so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Give out charity as much as you can. We all look at our finances throughout the year. We look at what we have done socially, economically, but how much sadaqat have you given? How much zakat have you given? How much truly have you given in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you do more and more and give more and more, whether it is a smile or assistance or help, whatever you give, give in the way of Allah azza wa jal, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with more. So this year of 2022, we might feel that we have lost so much on a personal or financial level, but there is so much that we have gained, or potentially could have gained, by getting closer and closer to Allah, to His Deen, and to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, getting our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is in your account for 2022? This is a personal question that we have to ask ourselves. In terms of hasanat, don't just think of what we've done throughout the year, but what is in your account? What is in this capsule now that has been recorded, that will be given to you on the day of Qiyamah? What is there recorded for you in 2022 in terms of hasanat? How have you increased in your good deeds? How have you increased in your ilm of the qira'ah of the Qur'an, of the tajweed of the Qur'an, of the memorization of the Qur'an, of the understanding of the Qur'an? How many ahadith are you reflecting upon and are adopting and applying the sunnahs in your life? How have you changed in terms of you becoming a better Muslim, a better mu'min, a better muhsin? How have you improved in terms of your hasanat, whether they are sadaqat or khairat, or in terms of tahajjud and salah and zakah, all of these things? What are your hasanat in 2022? But also ask yourself at the same time, what are your sayyi'at in 2022? Have you declined in terms of not being able to control your whims and your desires? Have you been spending profusely, excessively, extravagantly, or have you been holding back and giving more in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal? What are your sins? Only you know on an individual level, whether they are the saghair or the kabair, the minor sins or the major sins. Only you can answer that. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. If you have truly believed, then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious and aware that wherever you have gone throughout the year 2022, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been with you. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Wherever you have been, whether in the recesses of your home, whether hiding, whether swiping away on the internet, or watching something, or doing something illegal or haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-seeing, the all-hearing. Let every single individual, every soul know what it has put forth for tomorrow. Everything has been recorded for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What have you presented? What will you present on the day of Qiyamah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fear Allah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all aware of exactly and all the things that you do. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very, very strong and emphatic warning. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not be from those people who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine those people who forget Allah Azza wa Jal. They forget their purpose, they forget their objective in their life every single day. They forget who they are, they forget that they have a return, they forget the grave, they forget the hereafter, they forget the fire of hell. Don't be from those people who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made them forget themselves. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. They forgot themselves. How many people have been living this entire year and koi pata nahi, koi hosh nahi, what's happened? We don't really know. It's all a kind of a blur. 2022 began in January and here it is in December. We don't really know. We just kind of lost ourselves in this whole year. But those people who are constantly attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't lose themselves or their senses. They are there, they are grounded, they are constantly there. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're constantly there in the aid of other people, in following the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They always have a clear objective in their life, they have clarity in their vision, in their heart and in their soul, and they're not just going from here to there. These are the people of dhikr, these are the people of remembrance. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Those indeed who forget Allah Azza wa Jal, then they will forget themselves. These are the people who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in 2022 and in the year 2023, we need to remind ourselves that every single thing that we do, every single thing that we do, no matter how small it may be, no matter how great it may be, every single thing matters. This year may be your last year. This moment may be your last moment. We don't know. Nothing is guaranteed, but death is guaranteed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do good and do as much good as you can, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرٍ يَرَى. Then even if you do an atom's weight, we need, you know, really, really strong, powerful microscopes to see an atom. Even if you do an atom's weight of good, then you will see it. you will see its reward, you will see its benefit for you in the dunya. More importantly, it will be there for you in your scales on the day of Qiyamah as well. But at the same time, the warning is there from Allah Azza wa Jal that even if you do an atom's weight of evil, then you will also see it as well. Because every single thing is recorded in the book, and every single thing is recorded by kiram and katibin. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفَعَلُونَ. They know every single thing that you are doing, and they are recording this by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Value your time that you have here. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never wasted any of his time from Nubuwa all the way until he returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't sit around and binge watch Netflix series and Prime series and all these other series. He didn't sit down and think, oh, I've got time to waste here. I'll watch a 90-minute match. Why? Just for the sake of watching a 90-minute match. I'll watch a test series just for the sake of watching it. I'll go and scroll and scroll and scroll on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. All of these things. Imagine how much time you are wasting. What world you are going into. How heedless you are becoming. And how disconnected you are making yourself from the dunya. And also your soul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your time is the most precious thing that you have. More precious than anything else that you can ever imagine. And we are all here on borrowed time, unlimited time given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And successful are those who utilize their time in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the salutation and durood of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So your time is your life, and your life is your capital. It's the basis of the transaction that you have to deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to deal with Allah azza wa jal. You want to get into Jannah. What is the transaction? What is the commodity that you have to give? You say, Allah, you gave me this. You gave me life. You gave me 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. This is what I multiplied with the life that you gave, with the time that you gave. I did all of these good hasanat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, fine, this is acceptable now, you have earned Jannah. But if you wasted your time mindlessly on games, in the pursuance of all of these worldly things, ask yourself how much time you have wasted in 2022 on consoles, on games, and walking about, on doing so many frivolous and wasteful things. What have you done with your time? Because you will be asked this on the day of Qiyamah as well by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the time and what you did with your time. So this is the means to everlasting felicity if you utilize it and invest it in the correct way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By time indeed, every single one of us is in loss because our clock is ticking away, except for those people who have truly believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman is always coupled with amal. Iman is always coupled with amal. We all claim to have iman, but then we're always lacking in our a'mal. Where are our actions? Not just once a week or once a month or once a year in Ramadan or Hajj, but no, continuous daily actions. These are the actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to see. Righteous deeds, advising each other, supporting one another to truth, to khayr, to haqq, to search, to da'wah, to the Qur'an, to the sunnah, and also encouraging each other and supporting each other towards patience as well. So really, really, in the year 2023, limit your time on your tablets, on your phones, on your TVs, on your consoles, and all of these other things that are literally wasting your life away. You're swiping your life away, whereas that time could be used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to memorize a new surah, to memorize a hadith, to act upon a hadith, to go and visit somebody, to do and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of ways. There's so much that more that we can do consciously if we spend our time wisely. Imagine a person gives you £100,000, and what would you do? Would you use that sensibly, or would you just waste that within a week or a year? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this currency. Why are we just wasting it away in the dunya when we should be investing it in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have more things, but unfortunately time is of the essence, as you know. Inshallah, we'll continue with this next Jum'ah, and also we'll talk about the five things the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that we need to seize. اِغْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ. Inshallah, we'll talk about that next week on Jum'ah. وَقُلِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.